For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, if you've been wondering about new developments in wash day products, here's sensational news I'm certain will surprise you. News that means a sparkling, clean wash for you. Deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this news was demonstrated to women recently in actual washing demonstrations. And today, you can hear in her own words what one of the women present at such a demonstration saw. Listen to Mrs. Guy C. Waller of Flushing, New York.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with a leading suds the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Wallace. And ladies, here's something you can do next wash day. Use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And even more important, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Your clothes smell wind-blown fresh and sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new-looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, yesterday, Cousin Sylvester made Faye very happy. He promised to get Willie and Evie their money again. But we know why that wicked young man made his promise. By impressing Faye with his goodness, he hoped to win her hand. And with her hand, Faye's very substantial inheritance. Will Faye and Ma continue to be deceived by the cousin? Well, right now, it's early in the morning. And it's the cousins we join as Ed and Sylvester are just leaving their apartment on their way to work. Listen.
Suffering catfish, son Sylvester. You want to be late for work? Come on now. Come on. So long, wife Anita. Have a nice lunch ready for us when we get home. Whenever we get home. Son Sylvester, come on.
Don't jump out of your britches, Pop. See, here I come. So long, old girl. Just caviar and champagne for lunch. If you can't think of nothing else. Come on, Popsy.
I ain't in no mood to laugh and squeal and giggle how you're so humorous with caviar and champagne, son Sylvester. Because in the first place, it don't look like we'll be living off no caviar and champagne. More like it'll be hard bread and cold water.
Wait a minute. Permit me, Popsy. Edge before beauty.
I explain yourself. Call me up out of a sound sleep last night and tell me like you was telling me. And then staying out till 4 o'clock in the morning. Like you didn't realize I was going crazy with worry.
I was up until 4 o'clock in the morning because I had a late date. Why, Potsy, you're getting so cranky in your old age.
Said I ain't in no mood for humorous type remarks. You on the phone last night, you got my hair in curls and my blood running cold. How come you're going around with late dates and you start out with early dates with little Miss Cousin Faye and her $50,000?
Why, Cousin Faye wanted to get home early. I told her I was going over to see Willie and Evie. It may not have been precisely, exactly 100% the truth, but I'm going to see Willie and Evie sometime in the near future, but not last night. Doggone, Posse, you should see that little babe I picked up. College type. Going to college to study typewriting.
I ain't interested in you and your low-class friends. I ain't interested in studying typewriting or how to paint their toenails pink. I am just interested in one single subject. What you told me on the phone last night, how we got to give back the $1,700 to them saps, Willie and Evie.
Popsy, Popsy. You want everybody in the next county to know our business? I explained to you, Popsy. It's an investment. We give up the $1,700 and we get back $50,000.
Cousin Faye, you mean?
See, maybe she's got more than $50,000.
Come, Sylvester. A dollar in the hand is worth $2 in the hereafter. And I believe you're marrying up with little Cousin Faye when I hear the preacher tell her I do. Because I ain't sure you're getting no place with Cousin Faye.
Hey,
because I'm sure of only one thing, fat boy. Right now, we got that $1,700 out of Willie and Evie, and there ain't no if, and, or maybe about it. Say, I do give back my share of that dough. What assurance I got you'll cut me in on little Cousin Faye's dough? Which I got no assurance Cousin Faye won't just laugh at.
Hey, listen, small stuff. Don't make no aggravating remarks to me, because if you get me sore, I won't cut you in. And what do you mean, laugh at me? Cousin Faye does not laugh at me. Why, when I told her I'd get Willie's and Evie's money back for them, why, you should have seen the way she looked at me, Popsy. She had stars in her eyes. I saw pussycat that discovered sweet cream. And do you think I'm jerk enough to take my own dough and give it to Willie and Evie without first being real sure I can glom onto Faye's money? I'm no infant, Popsy. I'm nobody's dope.
If Faye looks at you with such sweet and delicate expressions, how come you brung her home early, and then you got a late date with that other day?
Timing, you crazy lunatic. That was timing. I had Faye thinking I was wonderful. That was a good time to break it off. I could have stayed out with her until 8 o'clock in the morning, and she couldn't think I'm more wonderful. Why, that's timing. And as for the other kid, that don't mean nothing. That was my night out. Now, don't give me no more of your half-baked criticism, Popsy. And when can you come up with your share of the money for Willie and Evie?
Your very thought is like a pain in my heart. When are you going to come up with your share of the money?
Well, I got to get it from the insurance company, and before I get it from the insurance company, I got to put in a claim against the insurance company, and before I put in a claim, I got to wreck the car. You talk about a pain in your heart. What I feel for that beautiful car is like 10,000 knives in my heart.
Cheer up, son, Sylvester. You can never finish making the payments on it anyhow. But when do you plan to wreck your car? Tonight?
Yeah, I guess so, but I've got to have a witness with me that I wasn't drunk or nothing, and Hey, Popsy, you know... Popsy, you know who'd make a good witness? This sap himself, Willie.
Hey, you ain't planning to hurt
me. No. I got it all planned. There's that railroad crossing between here and Three Rivers. Well, I'll get it stuck in that railroad crossing. Willie and me stand on the sidelines and watch while my beautiful brand new car gets rolled up like the lips in a sardine can.
Yeah, it's Willie himself who's your witness. And it's the money which we got from him which is in that car. Hey, son, sometimes I feel I gotta take back all them hard names I call you. Yeah, you got a real humorous way of looking at everything. Okay, son Sylvester. Well, if you're positive this is the best way to latch on to little Cousin Faye and her money, I reckon I gotta take your word for it.
I'll tell you this, I'll never latch on to little Faye till we do fix up the deal with Willie and Evie. They're a very close family, Popsy. Faye spends more time worrying about Evie and Willie than she worries about herself.
Yep. It's an honor and a privilege to be relatives of such a family. So close, so fine. Loaded with money. I'm proud to be a relative. Cousin Maul Perkins. Overtaking us from down the street. Now watch your step, son Sylvester. Morning, Cousin Ma. Hey, sure is a beautiful, sunny, windy morning. Hey, going to work, Cousin Ma? Yeah, here's Cousin Ma, son Sylvester.
Yes, indeed.
Morning, Cousin Ma. What a nice way to begin the day. Seeing the sweetest lady in all the world first thing in the morning.
That'd be enough of that. But I am glad that I run into you here in the street. Sylvester Faye told me what you promised her. And I think that's so nice. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, that's all right, Cousin Ma. What, giving back that money? I'm getting back that money which Willie and Evie put into that mining stock?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Because you know how it is, Sylvester. Really not having a job. Not because Tina didn't get that other job either. Well, anyway, thank you very much. Thank you, Sylvester. Did you speak to Willie and Evie last night?
It was rather late last night, Ma, so I didn't. As a matter of fact, I thought I'd write to my friend Otway, the man who sold him the stock, and ask for the details of the stock transfer. And then I'll speak to Willie and Evie. The price might go up between now and then, you know.
Oh. However you think best.
That's right, Cousin Ma. You just leave it in the hands of Son Sylvester here. Yeah, he's a good boy, Cousin Ma. Fine boy. You couldn't meet matters in no better hands than little old Son Sylvester here. He's the one who set up the deal. He's the one who finished the deal. No fears, Cousin Mom. Son Sylvester's a regular college type of fella.
Well, that's fine, Cousin
Mom. Cause this here's a real close family, Cousin Mom. This here's a family which ain't like other families. They're always trying to jip each other and get the drumstick or the breast for themselves, while the others have got to take the wing or the neck. No, sir. You're a family with feeling. It gives me such a thrill to be a member of this here family, Cousin Ma. Won't it give you a thrill, Cousin Ma?
Well, it isn't a pleasure to hear you say it, Cousin Ma. You say that you write to your friend out west today, Sylvester?
Well, yes, Ma, yes. Today, as soon as you get to the office.
Oh, that's fine, son. It lifts a great burden off my mind. And I think you'll be glad to know that my girl Faye feels the same as me. She's very glad that you're doing this.
She is? You see, Poppy, what did I tell you? I mean, I'm delighted to hear it, Ma. Oh, I'm delighted to be of service.
Ladies, there's a new wash day thrill waiting for you the first time you use Deep Cleaning Oxidol, because Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, floats grimy dirt away, and gives you a wash that's sparkling clean. You can see what this means when you wash clothes with Oxidol. They're dazzling white and bright. You can feel they're soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. So, for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And so it looks as if the cousins are more firmly entrenched in Ma's heart than ever. And their strategy is going to bear fruit. It's unthinkable that Faye should really marry Sylvester, but well, Scuffle, for one, considers that all is lost tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.